Just below Hugo Lake, the fish are jumping.
Right today, I'm going to try to catch some catfish. We caught some last night.
A healthy spring rain has filled the lake, so the Army Corps of Engineers has opened the floodgates at the dam, releasing a thunderous rush of water into the Kiamichi River. Along the riverbanks, anglers stand shoulder to shoulder. Linnell Webster says it doesn't get any better than this for the rod and reel crowd.
This is what we're catching here. 14, 16-inch crappie.
A good eat?
Oh, delicious.
This is a way of life for Oklahoma natives like Webster, which is why he's pretty hot about a Texas plan to buy some of the water rolling past his fishing hole.
No. N-O.
Why?
Because it's going to take this away from us here, and they're going to drain that lake up there.
You don't think there's enough to go around?
No. That lake was dry this past winter, and we generally have water in it. But no, that is a no-no.
It's true. This past winter was unusually dry around Hugo. But since 2008, Hugo has averaged 10 to 15 more inches of rain each year than its Texas neighbors in Fort Worth. And Oklahoma's rural population doesn't begin to use it all, which is why the Tarrant Regional Water District in Fort Worth sees no problem with its plan to build a pump station in Oklahoma, several miles downstream from the Lake Hugo Dam. The Tarrant District would capture the clear mountain water before it hits the Red River and mixes with salty minerals that are expensive to extract. Then they'd ship the water through a 125-mile pipeline to North Texas.
We feel that that's our right under the compact to obtain that water. We have a right to it, and when there's a right, there's a remedy.
That's Jim Oliver, the executive director of the Tarrant Regional Water District. He says the water district is just trying to enforce the Red River Compact, an agreement between Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas that Congress approved in 1980. The compact says that when the water in the Red River and its tributaries exceed a certain level, each of the states is entitled to one-fourth of the excess. What the compact doesn't explicitly say is whether you must withdraw that water within your own state. Tarrant says it's not possible to pump its full share from Texas. So in a lawsuit against Oklahoma, it claims the only way to fulfill the contract is for Texas entities to cross the state line and capture the water there.
They'll take more than their fair share. That's exactly right.
State Senator Jerry Ellis represents the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, which includes the Kiamichi Basin. The bumper sticker on his oversized pickup leaves no question where he stands. It says, "Don't sell Oklahoma water."
Well, I've always opposed selling water outside the state of Oklahoma. This is just bad policy to allow somebody to come cross-border, and the Red River Compact certainly does not allow this to happen. It does not allow another state to come over and cross-border to take water.
Senator Ellis has done his best to keep Texas out. In 2009, he co-authored laws that forbid Oklahoma water from being exported beyond its boundaries, unless the legislature gives consent, which isn't likely to happen. Three lower courts have sided with Oklahoma, and at least seven states, many with their own compacts, have filed legal briefs supporting Oklahoma. But the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to look again at what the Red River Compact guarantees and whether Oklahoma's restrictions on exporting water are legal. Jim Oliver with the Tarrant Regional Water District says North Texas has a lot riding on the decision.
It's the cheapest source of water and the most abundant source of water that we can obtain. If the area keeps growing as rapidly as it has, and we don't do anything, then that limits our growth. It limits economic development. You've got industries that aren't going to move here if there's no water supply. Those are the scary things.
Other water districts in North Texas are supporting Tarrant Water's lawsuit. So is the city of Hugo, Oklahoma, and its former city manager, David Rawls. He says selling water to Texas could bring a new standard of living to one of the poorest parts of his state.
It would produce new schools, new roads. It would produce new jobs. Our lifestyle here is rural. We enjoy it. But our children, once they finish high school, have to go someplace else to look for jobs and work because there's not a great deal of it.
Senator Ellis agrees water may be the key to improving southeastern Oklahoma's economy, but he doesn't think selling it to Texas is the answer. Ellis has been talking to Oklahoma's Chickasaw and Choctaw tribes about using the water at home.
Growth will go where the water goes. We will never have jobs here if you let the water get away. That's the key to growth. The tribes came to me in 2009 and said, hey, you're right. We want to develop the water where it is and bring jobs to southeastern Oklahoma.
Below the dam, casting for catfish, Larry Burris isn't much swayed by anyone's argument for economic development.
We sure need it, but we need the water too. If the water goes, a lot of things will go. No camping, no outside recreations at the lake.
Burris is no doubt hoping some of the justices have baited a hook or two, so when they decide who can use this water, the wildness of the river is protected too. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.